Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Should we be booking holidays? Gosh, we haven't got 2 cents to rub together. That's the other way of feeling good, isn't it? Think about your summer holiday.
Oh, no, absolutely, definitely. And I think it even goes beyond feeling, I mean, the feeling good bit is very important. But I think even beyond that, it's also the fact that this is like the best time to do it because there's a lot more availability. I mean, your holiday, you've just gotten a new allotment of holiday for the year. And also, you actually get a better deal on like your prices because you're booking in advance of when you're planning on traveling as well. So you just get, it's like the perfect combination really that makes today like the best day to.
Yeah, and I think it's a really great way to beat them January blues a little bit as well. You know, it's the first day back in work for most of us and, you know, inevitably we're probably looking online seeing them palm tree destinations and thinking, I just want to get there.
Well, you guys are the travel bloggers from Hand Luggage Only. Where are the main places? Where are we longing to go to, considering that a lot of us are fearful for our own safety when we leave our back door?
Well, I think there's actually quite a few big destinations or top destinations for 2017 that people are starting to think about. I mean, we've got the places like New York, Las Vegas, the Orlandos. But then you've got other places like Dubai where you can get, you know, 5-star luxury in world-class hotels for a fraction of the cost of other destinations.
I mean, you've mentioned most of the ones, really. And I guess, like, Iceland as well.
Iceland's a really big destination, I think, as well. There's not many places in the world, I don't think, where you can actually kind of watch the Northern Lights, you know, see the whales in the ocean, kind of dip yourself in the geothermal pools as well all in one day. Like, it's a really unique place, so that's definitely somewhere as well to look out for 2017.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your top 10 where you've mentioned a lot of them: New York, Las Vegas, Orlando, Rome, London, Dubai, Amsterdam, Tenerife, Reykjavik and Barcelona, starting with New York at number 1, going to Barcelona at number 10. There's somewhere not on there that I'm seeing drawn to, and maybe it's because they're talking a lot about it recently in footballing circles. China. Is China worth going to?
Actually, it is. So this is actually, and this isn't just data that we've just cooked up in our head. This is something that actually comes from the experts like Expedia, because they do this year in, year out. But Beijing in China is actually one of the top. There's been a huge increase in demand for Beijing as well, actually. So I think people are really definitely looking to China. So you're right. Like, this is absolutely correct, and it's something that we can definitely...
Yeah, and I think generally people are wanting them kind of authentic travel experiences as well. So it comes naturally that we start to think further afield than, you know, the destinations that we typically go to. So definitely.
Yeah.
Chaps, always good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you. Yaya and Lloyd, the bloggers and well-known for their Hand Luggage Only, looking at some of that Expedia research that has been done on holidays. If that's bound to make you feel good. We're talking holidays on the 3rd of January, when so many of you are just thinking about the credit card bill coming in. But let's be positive.